Out of the ashes, you will rise. If you feel sad, lost, depressed, finances are in the gutter, social life, you're lonely, out of the ashes, you will rise. Here in my garage, invest in yourself. Always be curious. Don't be a cynic. Sleeping on a couch in a mobile home with only $47 in my bank account. When everything's burnt to the ground, when you're sad, lost, and depressed, and everything's at rock bottom, you get to rebuild the exact and precise way you want the damn thing rebuilt. Health, wealth, love, happiness, each of these four goals.
In case you missed the last episode, make sure you go back and check it out. Here's what went down.
Go out and teach people how to do stuff. That's how you move the world forward. Enough of this nonsense. I was taking the smarts from a guy named Corey Rudel. Gary Townsend helped me. Alan Nation helped me. Joel Salatin at age 19 changed my life. Most important people in my life were not the ones who made me work harder, although Joel did expect hard work. But boy, it was also smart work.
Coming up today.
And he said there's 26 main stories that people subconsciously act out. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. The reason people get divorced, people break up, especially in the modern world where you have more choice. Never date somebody who doesn't have the same subconscious story as you. I was reading a book, because it's 2017, about... Well, I was thinking on New Year's resolutions, and then I thought of the subject of love, because for the New Year's, a lot of people get lonely. I think the most suicides, the most breakups are all in December. Anyway, so I'm reading this book by, or today's book of the day, Richard Sternberg. So he's a professor, I think he was at Yale, now he's at Cornell or something. And he came up with this theory that's really fascinating called love triangle theory. So if you want to know why relationships a lot of times in the modern world fall apart, why 50%+ of divorces, marriages end in divorce, this book tries to explain it. And I thought it was interesting. So triangle theory he came up with at the beginning of his career says there's intimacy, passion, and commitment. And he has a whole system of consummate love, companionative love, fatuous love. But then years later in his career, he realized, or he thought, there's a more complete theory. His first theory he thought didn't explain it all. And he came up with this theory called love as a story. And he said there's 26 main stories that people subconsciously act out. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. So there are things like horror story, war story, garden story, travel story. There's one called the police story, government story. And each one's a metaphor for how people act. And I can sum up this whole book. The reason people get divorced, the reason people break up, especially in the modern world where you have more choice, is that never date somebody who doesn't have the same subconscious story as you. That's the number one predictor of failure in a relationship. And this, I think this applies to business too. When you got different stories, because there's, for example, the fantasy story. So some people think that love is a fantasy, like Cinderella story. You were actually just talking about this.
Yes, I was.
And then there's other people that have what's called the garden theory, which they think you have to cultivate love. So if somebody with a fantasy story is dating somebody with a garden story, they won't get along because the fantasy story person will be like, why isn't everything perfect? And the garden story is going, well, we got to work on it. And so they'll end up over time, basically naturally separating or naturally feeling it. What happens, he says, going back to triangle theory, is intimacy drops because people don't feel connected. So you really have to find, he actually has on his, I'll put a link below. He has a link to a questionnaire. You can try to ask, answer these questions and figure out which of the 26 stories you have. I was trying to do mine. There's one called the art story where you see love as art. There's one called the collector. I thought that was interesting. Where sometimes people date people just because they fit like check boxes. They don't really like them, but they got the right job or they have the right look. But there's not really that connection, you know? So you should take that test. I'll put the link. It's on Richard J. Sternberg's blog. You answer, actually it's on Psychology Today, and you answer 20 questions or whatever, and you try to figure out which of those stories are yours. And one thing that's interesting, most people have more than one story. You get them from childhood. Usually you act out the story. That, for example, the horror story is part of why women stay in relationships that have domestic violence, because their story is that's what love is like. So they stay in that cycle of somebody, you know, hitting them or beating them up, because that's their conception of love. And so obviously it's not healthy. And he talks a little bit in the book on how you can try to change your love story if you got the wrong love story. All these people, what percentage of people have healthy relationships? This book's, I think statistically, it's only about 1 in 5 relationships, maybe 20%, that are actually thriving, you know? Anyway, what do you think's your love story? Take the quiz and then come back and leave a comment. I think mine's a combination. There's one called the teacher-student one. There's different classifications. There's like, what did he call it? Oh, I can't remember right now. It's a fairly complex system, but I broke it down relatively simply for you. There's asymmetrical, that's what I was gonna say. So that's like a student-teacher where one person takes on the role of teaching the other person. There's the victim one or addiction one. Anyway, leave a comment. I thought it was interesting. I hope for 2017 you have an amazing new year. If you're not already in love, I hope you find love. And if you are in love, I hope you enhance what you already got.
If you want the chance to enter into one of my free giveaways, here's all you have to do. Number one, subscribe to my podcast. And then secondly, leave an honest review of my podcast. What do you think of it? All right, I pick random reviewers to win either an iPhone 7, a GoPro Black, a MacBook Air, iPad, Kindle, and then I've been doing these once a month free car giveaways, giving away a Mustang or Camaro to one random social media follower, podcast followers are entered into that too. So you'll get your free chance to enter. Just leave an honest review and make sure you subscribe to my podcast. All right, I hope you win one of the giveaways. Talk to you soon. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast in iTunes or wherever it is you like to listen so that you don't miss out on any new episodes as they come out.